Well, shares in the microblogging site Twitter have jumped, opening at $45.10 each in the first few minutes of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. That after initial asking price of $26 a share, a massive increase. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, everybody waiting for this moment when the actual price opened up, and it's higher than even some expectations.
Yes, it is. It has done extremely well on the open. I mean, we expected a number, as you say, over the last couple of days of around 26. Now, that was the initial price that people were thinking we could get for Twitter here. But, of course, there was always that feeling that this would jump up on the open, as we always do get with these IPO figures, the likes of Royal Mail recently and Facebook before that. We saw the same kind of thing. Now, Facebook obviously fell away pretty aggressively after that. Now, what we've seen today in terms of Twitter is the expected price was 26. The first traded price was $45.10, and in fact, it went even higher than that. It went up to just below $50 before falling down a little bit further. So, I mean, it pushes where we're trading at the moment. It pushes the market cap, the market capitalization, the value of the company to around $34-36 billion. So it is absolutely huge amounts of money that we're talking here, and this is all in the first few hours of trading.
Yes, and let's hope that some shareholders aren't going to be bitten by the sort of Facebook situation which happened, what was it, in 2012, when people lost a lot of money.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the worry. That's always the worry when we come into something like this. And actually, what we've seen today is that Twitter has actually gone past the share price of Facebook. Facebook actually trades around $47, and Twitter has broken through that already today, although falling down a little bit below it. But, of course, what happened with Facebook was it was initially very much oversubscribed. We saw a huge move to the upside, a lot of interest, and then the fall after that initial the initial part was over was pretty aggressive. We saw it fall for a number of days and weeks back down to real low levels. So that will be the worry with Twitter. And of course, the big thing with Twitter at the moment is we still don't necessarily know how Twitter is going to make any money. And for a company that we're all looking to invest in pretty heavily, that's a big question.
Yes, it's quite bizarre when you think about it, really, that it's still making a loss at the moment. And you know, they're selling, 70 million shares, raising, nearly $2 billion. For what exactly?
Exactly. I mean, and I think it's very similar to the Facebook aspect, of course, another social media company. And, of course, these companies before were they're all free for users. And, of course, when they initially started up, there were no adverts or no advertising on them at all. But of course, this is how these social media companies have now started to realize they can make money, is by selling off the data, the information that you give them as a user, and allowing these companies to advertise through the sites. And it's all through advertising. Now, that is where we expect the likes of Twitter to go to, and they're already moving towards a model which looks like that. But of course, as you say, they're still currently making a loss, and they have to turn that around and really start to post some profitable numbers.
Okay, James Hughes from Alpari, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.